I am in no mood to be dealing with this stupidity. I am really in no mood to deal with the blatant propaganda. If you watched the video from earlier today, you know exactly why I am in a foul mood this afternoon. Since last night, my Twitter timeline, it has resembled a funeral. Fortunately, we are not having to lay another media career to rest in the woke cemetery because I am damn sure in no mood for that today. Instead, we are laying the 2023-24 NBA season for my New Orleans Pelicans to rest because Zion Williamson is officially out for the rest of the season. In the midst of all these eulogies, though, I kept seeing propagandic messages about this mythical pay gap between NBA players and pretend basketball players in the WNBA. Well, KC, this pay gap is not mythical. This pay gap is real! It's outlandish! It's cruel! It's misogyny! Again? We're doing this again? How many times do I have to explain this? How many times do I have to teach an elementary lesson in basic economics? I am not some elite businessman like Donald Trump. Orange man bad! I am not responsible for running multi-billion dollar corporations like Elon Musk. If I were, the last person I would hire to work for my company would be Donnie and his lemons. But Monday night, nearly 2.5 million people tuned into ESPN to watch Caitlin Clark be fitted for her hard hat and steel-toed boots. There was a level of excitement when the Indiana Feline selected Caitlin Clark with the number one pick in the Dump Diver draft. Now, obviously, that 2.5 million, that was a record for the WNBA. Previous record was set in 2004 when Diana Taurasi was selected number one overall. The same Donna Taurasi who spent the last few weeks displaying her resentment and outright bitterness because Caitlin Clark has accomplished something that no other woman has accomplished in the history of women's basketball. Caitlin Clark has generated actual interest. Caitlin Clark has taken women's basketball into the mainstream. Immediately after Katie Rue Clark was drafted, the details of her minimum wage salary, they were released to the public. For some reason, the release of this information, it was treated like it was breaking news. If you have been following this channel for a while, this was not breaking news to you because we have been talking about this for months. It was one of the main reasons that I said Caitlin Clark should continue playing professional basketball at Iowa instead of becoming a rookie trash engineer a year early in the WNBA dump. The release of her minimum wage salary, it caused deacons at Woke United Methodist to express their fake outrage. Our fearless leader, John Biden, he expressed his fake outrage on Twitter. Our mummified leader, who continues spending your hard-earned tax dollars on forgiving the student loans of skater boy Sheila, who spent six figures earning a postgraduate degree in gender-affirming care. The same fearless leader who sent billions of dollars to Iran, and as our southern border spread wider than the wallets at Club Shay Shay on men pretending to be ladies' night. The same leader who seems to be destroying our country. The leader who Barack Obama described as having a unique ability to fuck everything up. That man, John Biden, he claims to have the solution to the mythical gender pay gap between NBA and WNBA players. According to Johnny B. Biden, I have the solution to this problem. We should start paying WNBA players what they deserve. There's that word again. Deserve. The word rooted in entitlement. I remember years ago, Nick Saban, he went on one of his classic rants. He was speaking to the media, and I can't remember the specifics as to why he went on this particular rant. I think the media was asking him about a five-star player who was not receiving playing time. Nick Saban said something to the effect of, "At this program, nothing is given, everything is earned." But since Johnny B. Biden wants to pay WNBA players what they deserve, I think we should follow the direction of our fearless leader. Starting this season, which begins about a month from now, let's start paying WNBA players what they deserve, what they have earned. in the span of about 5 minutes, the WNBA would cease to exist because there would not be a single player willing to play in this league. If WNBA players were being paid what they deserve, the NBA would be sending them an invoice every 2 weeks instead of a paycheck. If a rookie in the WNBA is making $75,000 a year, she's being paid 75,000 times more than what she deserves. Why? Because in the last 3 decades, this dump has failed to generate a single peso in profit. If they were being paid what they deserve, there would be starving cows in Venezuela eating better than these entitled WNBA players. Headline over at Axios: one NBA bench warmer will earn more money than Caitlin Clark's entire WNBA team. Once again, let's go ahead and use this twisted woke logic against them. The company I used to work for before you guys graciously grew this channel to the point where I no longer needed a 9-to-5 job. Thank you for doing that for me. Past 3 years, been the best 3 years of my life. But anyway, company I used to work for, there were around 100 employees at the company. If I had to guess, average salary at the company, probably around $75,000 a year. Every year, the company spent $7.5 million on payroll. Average player in the NBA makes $10 million a year. Does that mean the people working at my former job deserve to be paid more money? I mean, that is one hell of a pay gap, right? The combined salaries of 100 people are 25% less than the salary of a single player in the NBA. Well, that is insanity! We must fix this issue immediately! There's actually a simple explanation for this pay gap. My final year at my old job, company generated about $60 million in revenue. 25, maybe 30% of that revenue was profit. Last year, the NBA generated almost $11 billion in revenue with $357 million in profit. Is it starting to make sense now? Last year, the WNBA generated a record $200 million in revenue. The revenue in the WNBA significantly less than the profit in the NBA. According to Jamel Hill, me sharing all of this factual information with you guys, it is a clear violation of the woke commandments. According to Smelly Jamelly, I have violated the second woke commandment: thou shalt not commit mythical misogyny. Check it out for yourself. Weaponizing this information against WNBA players is misogyny! How dare you claim that because this league has never turned a profit, these elite athletes don't deserve to be paid their fair share? Most of these women have dreamed of playing professional basketball. As for you plebes, you couldn't get paid to do anything. First of all, it's ironic that Jamel Hill is criticizing people for not getting paid when there is not a single mainstream media outlet in this country willing to give Jamel Hill a job. Number two, if these young women have dreamed their entire lives of playing professional basketball, they should stay in college, because for the past few decades, the product on the court in the WNBA, it ain't even close to resembling professional basketball. And number three, it's not misogyny to present facts, it's reality. I know I am critical of the WNBA. Over the years, I have been harsher on the WNBA than any other league in the country. Rarely do I ever have anything positive to say about the dump. And it's not because I am not a fan of women's basketball, which I'm generally not. I am critical of the WNBA because of the attitude of the players, the disrespect of America, the overwhelming sense of entitlement. I mean, let's just be real here. Vast majority of WNBA players, they're not all that likable. I hope Caitlin Clark is able to change this public perception, because I am not the only one who feels this way. Looking at their attendance and television ratings, 99.9% of the country feels the same way I do. All kidding aside, though, I wish Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese nothing but success, nothing but the best. I hope they can turn the WNBA into a watchable product. Do I think they will be able to achieve the impossible? Me personally, I have my doubts. But here's the thing. Misogyny is not the reason that the WNBA has been a huge embarrassing failure. Toxic masculinity ain't the reason either. You want to know why the WNBA is a huge embarrassing failure? Think about it. Who watches the NFL? Men. Who watches the NBA? Men. Who watches the NHL? Men. Who watches Major League Baseball? No one. Who watches the WNBA? In a league dedicated to women and men aspiring to be future women, who should be supporting the league? Women! If women want the WNBA to succeed, if women like Jemele Hill want female athletes to be paid more money, they should support them. Men should not be blamed because a female basketball league is a failure. If anything, men should be given credit for keeping the WNBA alive. If it wasn't for the millions of dollars in subsidies from the NBA, the WNBA, it would have been bankrupt 20 years ago. Back in 1980, the average salary in the NBA, $189,000 a year. Now, adjusted for inflation, that would be around $716,000 today. Now, I don't know what's more shocking, the average salary being that low in the NBA in 1980, or the fact that inflation has risen almost 300% in the last 44 years. But the point is, NBA players didn't start making generational wealth until the league started generating generational revenue. It started with Magic and Bird in the 1980s. League took off in the 90s during the Jordan era. The WNBA has never had an era. The only era in the WNBA has been the era of irrelevance, the era of huge embarrassing failure. And that era has lasted for 30 years. It is really quite simple. I don't know why this concept is so hard to understand. If WNBA players want more money, they need to generate profit. In order to generate profit, you have to average more than 6,000 tickets sold per game, and you have to pull more than 400,000 viewers during the regular season on television. Like Nick Saban said all those years ago, nothing is given, everything is earned. And you make it incredibly difficult for the average American to support the WNBA when you have this expectation that you should be handed everything. But give me your thoughts. Once again, mainstream media presents the same tired narrative that WNBA players are underpaid and treated unfairly. How many times do I have to disprove this false narrative? Do you think Caitlin Clark will save the WNBA? Her odds are definitely better than the women who came before her, but I still think it's going to be difficult. Public perception of this league is very, very low. Can one star save the league? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.